Hello, and welcome back to the He's Going Back podcast. I am your host, Jamie, and today's person of interest is Dave the Cobra Parker. Dave Parker was born June 9th, 1951, grew up in Cincinnati near Crosley Field, and grew up going to Reds games, watching the Reds, working there, concessions, growing up a big baseball fan. He was drafted in 1970 in the 14th round by the Pittsburgh Pirates, where he spent 11 years from 1973 through 1983, where he then left to go home to Cincinnati for 4 years from 1984 through 1987, then moving on to Oakland from 88 to 89, and then in Milwaukee in 1990, then playing 119 games for the Angels and 13 for Toronto. His time in Toronto was bittersweet for him. He very short-lived, 13 games. He helped them make a playoff run. He didn't get to join them, but he enjoyed taking his last couple shots of the bubbly he would talk about as the champagne showers in the locker room as they made their way through the playoffs. So let's start in Pittsburgh, where it all began. Drafted in 1970 in the 14th round, played his minor league career, didn't get the call till 1973 in September, not playing very much. Really, he came into his own in 74, getting everyday reps and battling in a kind of a platoon role, but his stardom started to come together and the potential was seen and started to grow. By 1978, 4 short years later after his rookie season, he won the MVP. He won the National League batting title in 77 with a .338, and in 78 with a .334. 7-time All-Star, 3-time Gold Glover, 3-time Silver Slugger. A member of the Hall of Fame will be inducted in 2025 in July. Dave Parker was a superstar. In every aspect of the word, he played hard on the field, played hard off of it. He kind of, not squandered his career, but there was mistakes made and maybe things he would change. And with his drug use kind of hurting him and not being able to perform at a level because of it. He definitely liked to have fun and many nights spent in a bar, staying out late, showing up late. He always was able to find a teammate to go party and drink the night away and use other illicit drugs. For him, it was interesting on how he stopped. He kind of hit a point where he realized that he had to grow up and figured he just aged out of it. Didn't go to rehab, didn't seek therapy or help, just decided, hey, it's time to be an adult and put that behind him. He got wrapped up in the drug scandals of the 70s, went on trial to put drug dealers away. He got immunity, so he was able to testify about his use and how he interacted with them. But let's get into his career numbers and who he was as a player on the field. That's more of what's important. So he was a career .290 batting average, OPS of .810, 339 home runs, 2,712 hits, which ranks him 67th all-time, finishing with a 40.1 WAR career. Very solid, very commendable. He played 2,466 games, which ranked him 70th all-time, which is interesting because he dealt with a lot of injuries and didn't get to really play, missed out on a lot of time where he was down because of injuries. Mostly his knees. His knees would bother him a lot playing on the turf in Pittsburgh. Willie Stargell also had the same thing and why he moved from left field to first base. Dave Parker didn't move out of right field. He stayed out there until he got a little older and moved to a DH role when he moved to the American League. He ranks 45th all-time in doubles with 526. So, I mean, he was just a slugger. The guy could hit. He was really fast, too. And he would be one of the fastest guys in Pittsburgh when he got there, winning races, winning sprints, and really was a dynamic guy. He ranks 58th all-time in RBIs with 1,493. Very solid. I mean, this guy was once, he took over right field from a Roberto Clemente, and people were ready to name him the man, put him above him. If it wasn't for injuries and some other off-the-field issues, I think he could have. Those were big shoes to fill, and he very much wanted to do that. He very much wanted to honor his legacy and have this amazing right field lineage in Pittsburgh. And they did. I mean, no one's going to complain about Dave Parker's career on the field. One interesting thing about Dave was he had a child very young in high school, right before the draft, and didn't know how that would go. Luckily, his partner at the time was pretty understanding, and they co-parented as much as they could. But they understood that Dave had a chance at being something. And Dave had a relationship with his daughter at the time and, you know, did what he could. A struggling minor league 18-year-old. I mean, he did what he could and saw her when he could, would bring her down to spring training. Now, this is all coming from his book, but he was open and honest a lot in it. So I have no reason to discredit him or bash him. The book is called Cobra, written by Dave Parker. I would highly recommend it. It's up there with one of my favorites that I've read. I very much enjoy when they're open and want to talk about everything. On the field, off the field. Some guys stick more to an on the field book. He did both, and I really recommend it. He talked about running into Clemente a few times before his tragic passing, and had nothing but good words to say about him. Was very open and welcome to him. They didn't talk too much. I mean, he was a young rookie, played on a different team, different ballparks in spring training. Only had good things to say about him. I would say his mentor was Willie Stargell, Pops, as he would call him. And everyone called him Pops. At that point, Stargell was the veteran leader role after Roberto. And he took it to heart and really enjoyed it. All the young players really listened to him, and he was like a father figure in that room. Dave Parker talks about when Stargell retired, and that was when his drug problem kind of slowed down, was he realized he was the old veteran, and all these young guys coming in needed a leader to look to after he was gone. And he took to it, and he really enjoyed it. He said he learned a lot from Stargell on how to do it, and really enjoyed his time mentoring young players. Another player he had a very close relationship with and would talk to a lot, it was Pete Rose. Growing up in the same city, Parker watching the Reds, they really enjoyed each other's company and learned a lot from each other. Mostly Pete teaching Parker, but Parker said he helped him a lot. He also recalls a story of Frank Robinson giving him and his buddy some equipment when he was a young kid and really putting him on this path of representing the team and stopping to sign autographs for kids, trying to just make that difference, because Robinson did that for him at an early age and it really meant a lot to him at the time. His friend at the time too was Bill Flowers, who also got drafted the same year, went to the same high school, played on the same teams, got drafted by the Indians. And they didn't really get to communicate after that, and their careers kind of took different routes. Flowers not really doing much, and Parker ending up being in the Hall of Fame. He had a manager at the time who started out in Pittsburgh and then really became a titan in the industry of representing players. But at the time, it really started in Pittsburgh and only representing a handful of guys, Parker being one of the first. Parker also says how much he really enjoyed and wanted to play in the All-Star games winning an All-Star MVP one of the years he was in. It meant a lot to him to be selected and to play in those games. He also talked about his time in Cincinnati and the ownership group and how cheap they were. But he said he really enjoyed it there. It was home. And that really helped him on his recovery journey and fitting in and just having his family all together again. His time in Oakland, he won another World Series with them in 89. So I guess the last words I'd like to say is I really enjoyed his book. I highly recommend it. Dave Parker belongs in the Hall of Fame. I think all the drug scandal stuff hurt his chances to get in earlier. But he is deserving of it, and I'm glad he's getting in. The card that I got, this will actually be the first one that I'm sending to PSA to get graded, but it is a 1974 Dave Parker rookie card. So I'm pretty excited for that. It'll be interesting to see how that process goes since I've never done it. But I hope you enjoyed. I know this one's a little more scattered than normal, but read the book. It was very good. He was an interesting guy. Very entertaining. A very good read. All right. Talk to you again. Bye.